talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which is coming up April 25th and 26th at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island, and also the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and that happens every August, and we're looking forward to returning to our home away from home, the new Gilliard Center. It will be all renovated by then. Today we got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Century Glass in North Charleston, and we'll be talking with Jennifer Cannon and Randy Wright with Century Glass. Also, Mike Cates with Low Country Pool House. Randon Riegsecker with HWC Custom Cabinetry will be stopping by. And also, Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing. We'll be hearing from him and hearing about his factory in North Charleston where they coat all sorts of building materials. The nonprofit Remember that he is involved with. But joining me now is Megan Bush, our managing editor of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and also Aaron Forbes, the assistant editor. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. We have had a very busy 2015 so far, and we haven't had a chance in our radio show to talk about the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And so I wanted to take a few moments today to talk to our editors and have you ladies tell our listeners all about the winter issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. It's been out for a little over a month now, but there are some that may not have picked up an issue yet, and you can pick up a free issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine at almost every home-related store in Charleston, around Charleston, like Melser Tile in North Charleston, Moloff's Plumbing Supply, downtown Charleston, GDC Home in West Ashley and Mount Pleasant, just to name a few. But Megan and Aaron, why don't you take a moment and just tell everybody about the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, starting with, we've got a young lady, Shelby Rogers, a professional tennis player, on the cover. Is this about the youngest person that we've had on the cover of Charleston Home and Design Magazine?
I think so. I think she might rival Brooke Mosteller. I know they grew up together, so I think they were about the same age. But
Miss South Carolina, Brooke Mosteller.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. But no, Shelby Rogers is younger than me, in her early 20s, and she is already top 100 in the Women's Tennis Association. She grew up right here in Mount Pleasant, and then her family moved over to Daniel Island when she was in high school. And they have a lovely house, and Shelby grew up playing tennis on Daniel Island and just loving the low country. And now she's traveling the world. She's playing in the Australian Open, traveling through Japan, and just, living her life and making a great name for Charleston all over the world.
She'll be playing at the Family Circle Cup coming up in early April, and we're going to have issues of Charleston Home and Design Magazine with Shelby Rogers on the cover. available for purchase for anyone who is attending the Family Circle Cup and maybe want to have Shelby autograph. It would make a great autograph version.
Yes, and I know she'd be thrilled to autograph it. She loves her fans, and she says Family Circle, the tennis tournament at Family Circle Cup, is her very favorite. So she always loves coming home and playing on the court she trained on.
Mm-hmm. So, hometown favorite.
Yes. But no, you can check out our house and read our interview with Shelby in our winter issue of the magazine, which, like Tim said, you can pick up, you know, anywhere around the Lowcountry, or if you wanted to purchase the issue, it is available at Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And a very interesting story, too. Her father was a professional football player.
Yes, back in the day.
Comes from an athletic background. And it's always interesting to see the inside of these people's houses. You know, these are private residences that you don't get a chance to go inside. So we, Charleston Home and Design Magazine, takes you inside Shelby Rogers' home.
Yes, and you know, that's not all we have in this issue. I want to kind of hand this over to Erin and see if she'll tell you guys a little bit about our kitchen feature, mm-hmm. because it was one of my favorite kitchen features we've done. Some of these kitchens are just gorgeous. So, Erin, would you be willing to kind of, give our listeners an idea of what they can find about kitchens in our upcoming issue, but our current issue, this winter one?
Sure, Megan. We have a ton of kitchens featured in our winter issue this go around. We got about 54 kitchens,
are all local kitchens.
They're all local kitchens, and I really just can't pick a favorite. Like, they're all so beautiful.
And we also identify who maybe the contractor was and where some of the materials in the kitchen came from locally, so it makes it really, really easy for readers to try to get inspiration, or maybe if they want to hire those particular contractors to be able to do so.
That's right, Tim. We also kind of took an educational twist with this too. So we would go through the different kitchens and say, hey, if you like these window treatments or if you like the countertops, this is the type of installment that they have used. We did a lot of things with the different types of marble that you find throughout the Lowcountry, different types of granite, bar stools, like anything that you want to know about a kitchen, the details are going to be in our kitchen feature.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So lots of eye candy of kitchens, and kitchens are one of the most popular remodel projects that people have. And then also kitchen product guide as well, right?
That's right. That's right. We actually also took several different categories, mm-hmm. several different styles of decorating for the kitchen product guide. And we went through and we said, hey, if you like modern style a little bit more, or if you like, you know, the traditional style a little bit more, here are some kitchen product guides that are going to be really helpful to decorating, to picking out your countertops, your appliances, different things like that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. What else can readers find in our latest issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine?
We are going to, or actually we included at the end, a really beautiful home that was a remodeling job, and they overhauled the whole house, but they kept the entire structure. So this house is owned by Emily and Ted Cook, mm-hmm. over in Mount Pleasant. And the feature is called Classically Modern. And they just went into this 50s house, and it was designed originally by an architect. So it was kind of ahead of its time with a lot of floor space, a lot of big windows, yard area. And they turned it into this conglomeration of modern and rustic, and they just did a really, really beautiful job. I was really, really impressed.
Good deal. Megan, anything else you want to add about the new issue, Charleston Home and Design?
Actually, yes. One final feature that we did that I really enjoyed was a laundry room feature. It's mm-hmm. such like a utilitarian room. It was neat to see laundry rooms around the Lowcountry that were actually gorgeous. So you'll have to check that out.
Good deal. All right. Well, pick up the latest issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, where we have it in all the Barnes & Nobles here locally, and also home-related stores throughout the Charleston area. And enjoy today's show and enjoy the rest of the weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Century Glass, located at 5101 Ashley Phosphate Road in the Festival Center, right at the corner of Ashley Phosphate and Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Jennifer Cannon and Randy Wright with Century Glass. How you folks doing?
Doing very well, thank you.
Good, good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Century Glass.
Well, Century Glass is a full-service glass company. We are located also here in Charleston, but we have a main office in Columbia, mm-hmm. and we can help customers with any type of glass products, such as our shower enclosures, our custom-framed vanity mirrors, auto glass, and commercial glass needs that they may have. And we've been in business now for over 28 years.
Well, that's terrific. Great. And you have a beautiful showroom, and I wanted to see if you folks can take a moment and kind of describe the showroom. What will people experience when they visit the Century Glass showroom? Because I'm seeing row after row of these shower enclosure vignettes.
Yes, we have over 20 different shower doors on display. We go everywhere from a framed shower door all the way to the latest shower door, frameless shower door designs.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a frameless shower door and a framed shower door?
Well, the framed shower door is, as it says, it's got a frame all the way around the glass, and then that door is set into a frame that is then installed into the surround of your tub or shower.
Mm-hmm. And glass shower enclosures have gotten very, very popular. People, do you folks, I'm sure you do new construction, but do you also do remodeling?
Yes, we do a lot of both. We do a lot of remodeling, both for individual homeowners just wanting to change out a shower door and open their bathroom up. And then we also do a lot of new construction and builder work. A lot mm-hmm. of the leading builders here in the area utilize our services.
Right. Are you finding that you're tearing out a lot of those big old garden tubs that people have and people replacing them with a nice glass shower enclosure from Century Glass?
Yeah, that's probably one of the more popular trends right now. Open up the shower, have a lot more room in them. They, you know, put in bench seating. Also, we find that they are preparing for later in life and making that shower door handicap accessible.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, can you describe what we're looking at now with all these different shower enclosure displays here at Century Glass?
Oh, yes. We can start over towards the front of the showroom where we have our three most popular doors right now. And mm-hmm. that is we have an Essence door that is no frame at the top. Mm-hmm. It's designed to be clipped in. It has a threshold. It's a sliding door.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what we call a bypass. Hmm. Then we have our frameless door and panel, which that can fit into virtually any opening that we have, be it a tub or a shower, just depending on the amount of room that you have. It's an all-glass unit. It's held in by, you only see clips and hinges, and the rest is glass. It opens up the bathroom. You can show off your new or existing tile. It is by far our most popular door. The last door on this row is what we call a pipe proline door, or most people refer to it as a barn door, and this has a roller type system at the top, no threshold at the bottom that's going to collect the water and the gunk and the gook that companies thresholds over time. And that door is, you just got to feel it. It's probably the smoothest rolling door that we have in the showroom.
It's got a great appearance. It's got kind of an industrial look to it with the sliding barn door, like you said.
Yes, it does. It does.
Interesting. Do you ever have customers ask you about safety issues, like with if they have children? What if the glass breaks? Is it going to be safe around kids or?
Yeah, glass is inherently safe around kids as long as it's not. I mean, you have to watch you know, your child in the bathroom. It they're very durable. They're made of tempered glass by code. We can put nothing but tempered glass in there.
What is tempered glass?
Tempered glass is like the glass in the door of your car, where if it breaks, it's going to break into a lot of little round pieces that aren't real sharp.
No shards.
Yeah, then. You're not going to get big shards of glass that can really cause a lot of damage.
Gotcha.
And again, it's very, very durable.
And glass can be a structural material too. I've seen on TV those shows where people and skyscrapers, you can walk out onto that, you know, a piece of glass and look down, you know, at everything on the ground. But And you folks at Century Glass, when you install these glass shower enclosures, they're structural. They're not going to easily break or fall or anything.
Yeah, well, they're not in essence structural, but they are structurally secured to the surround that will keep them from falling out and sliding out. And we carry a 5-year warranty on our shower doors. So if we need to come back and adjust that door, if you see it start to drag or you notice it starting to move a little bit, then we'll come out and adjust those for you.
Gotcha. Love the look of glass shower enclosures. They're obviously very popular. People are buying a lot of these, installing them versus you know, a big bathtub or something like that. But do you ever have customers ask you about cleaning the glass and what's, you know, are they going to have to clean that glass every time they take a shower?
We do get that question day in and day out. Now, actually, I'm going to let Jennifer answer that one for us.
A lot of folks in the past have asked for an obscure glass or one that has a texture to it to hide any soap scum, hard water stains, buildup that may collect on the glass itself. But at Century Glass, we have a product that we can actually apply to a new shower enclosure that will allow that water to bead up and actually come zip right off of the glass, keeping it clean. It will dry clear. It does start with a 10-year warranty, but you can actually make that a lifetime warranty with some self-application of the product over a period of time. It does make it very easy to clean. A lot of folks then will select your clear glass. It will open up the space in the bathroom, giving the appearance of more room, as well as if you've gone to the expense of putting in beautiful tile in that surround, you want to be able to show it off. And with this product, you're allowed to do that simply going with a clear glass, and it's staying clean. So it's very easy to keep that shower glass clean now.
Oh, that's fantastic. Are there any options for privacy if someone did want to, you know, if they were shy about, you know, showering in front of their husband or wife?
Yes, there are. We have a full display of obscure glass here in our showroom. We have over 20 different options that someone can choose from. And then we can get creative also, as far as sandblasting designs, that type of thing.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. Well, what kinds of trends are you seeing with regards to glass shower enclosures?
The trend right now is the frameless look. Would be the three shower doors that we highlighted mm-hmm. earlier. The less metal, the better right now.
Gotcha.
And we've also got frameless corner units that we can put in. It's called a neo angle. We have those on display. As long as semi-frameless doors, when you have a surround that won't support a frameless door, you can go to a semi-frameless where you've got a little bit of metal, but an all-glass door that, again, helps open up that bathroom.
What's the biggest shower enclosure that Century Glass has done?
Wow. We have done, we've done them 11 feet tall. We have run them out, trying to think, another 9 feet. Now you have to be able to get it into the location. This is a ranch-style house, so we were able to get it into the bathroom. And it was a steam unit, so then it had a steam vent up above the door that you could completely enclose the shower in.
Gotcha. Good deal. Jennifer, do you ever get any questions from homeowners about aging in place?
We do quite a bit. It's becoming more and more of a trend now with families who need to bring a senior into their home, or maybe they have a child with some disabilities where they need to accommodate the shower areas for those individuals. And it is something that we are trying to become more specialized in for those new homes that are being built, or maybe a remodel to an existing bathroom, following the standards of accessible for the aging in place, whether or not you've got a low threshold or a door that has hydraulic hinges that can help close behind an individual to make it more safe for that person to enter in and out of that shower enclosure. So yes, we do.
Excellent. Well, tell everybody how they can contact Century Glass, and again, where you folks are located.
Well, we're located at 5101 Ashley Phosphate Road in Suite 132, and that's in the Festival Center at the corner of Ashley Phosphate and Dorchester Road.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. How about on the web?
And on the web, you can visit us at www.centuryglasssc.com, and our phone number is 843-614-4627.
843-614-4628. All right,
that's
terrific.
It.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Jennifer Cannon and Randy Wright with Century Glass, and thanks so much to Century Glass for hosting today's radio show. I hope everyone comes by to visit this amazing showroom. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Century Glass, located at 5101 Ashley Phosphate Road in the Festival Center, right at the corner of Ashley Phosphate and Dorchester Road. And now we're talking with Mike Cates with Low Country Pool House. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Mike, take a moment and tell everybody about Low Country Pool House.
Well, Low Country Pool House is a company that obviously provides any type of service, repair work to pools. We're also a construction company where we build any kind of pools, spas, hardscapes, paver work, anything that's related to pools, spas, the outdoors. So basically two branches of the company, but we do specialize in anything that's pool and spa related.
Gotcha. So Low Country Pool House can help help homeowners if they want a new pool built in their backyard?
Absolutely, sure.
Would that be a gunite pool or fiberglass?
Yes, it would be gunite. Yes.
Gunite, okay.
Yes.
And describe what a gunite pool is.
Basically, it's a concrete structure, and the gunite products, basically, you know, gunite plaster. And depending on, you know, what the customer seeks, may depend on how much aggregate is exposed in the plaster, depending on the color, what type of texture. But the plaster is guaranteed for 10 years, mm-hmm. as long as, you know, there's records of water chemistry maintenance, you know, to ensure that, you know, it's getting the proper care. But we do specialize in custom projects to satisfy any need, basically. Mm-hmm. So,
gotcha. And if a homeowner wanted a pool, but then they really wanted to create like a backyard oasis, and let's say they wanted a hardscape patio with pavers, will the homeowner have to sub that out to a different company, or is that something Low Country Pool House can help them with?
No, we do it all in house. I'm lucky to say we have some very fortunate guys on staff, especially the guys that do the paperwork. But there are some projects or some, I guess, aspects of the projects that we may contract out depending, but typically all the hardscape work, the paperwork, we do in-house. And we like to take pride in saying, you know, we can make anything possible within means and restrictions, basically.
Somebody wanted a fire pit, for example.
Sure, fire pits. Any kind of sitting areas adjacent to the pool decks, outdoor kitchens, which have gotten fairly popular. And a lot of these, in certain applications, a lot of these areas, you know, we can add lighting to the pool control system. We have a lot of wireless controllers that we're installing, which is becoming really popular. And so we can integrate other features into the pool system, in regards to control.
Mm-hmm. So. And I remember asking this question of Bruce, the owner of Low Country Pool House, if somebody wanted a zip line in their backyard as part of a new pool and new backyard oasis. That's something, even a zip line is something that you folks can handle.
Well, if Bruce said so, then yes. personally, I've never installed one myself, but if he says it's possible, then yes, it's possible.
Well, good deal. Good deal. And what about existing pools? How can Low Country Pool House help homeowners who have an existing swimming pool?
Well, we provide any kind of maintenance service, cleaning contracts. Well, let me back up. We offer cleaning agreements. We don't really have a contract with the customers. And obviously any kind of service repair work, new installation. So basically anything that's maintenance related, service related, we offer any of those services. All of our technicians are certified technicians, and so we take pride in providing that level of service for mm-hmm. all of our customers. And if you're not a route customer of ours, then we'd be happy to visit and assess any needs that you may have and provide any of those services as well. So.
A swimming pool used to be looked at as a negative when buying a house. I think a lot of homeowners viewed it as there being a lot of maintenance costs and a lot of work that they would have to do. And I think I remember talking to a real estate agent a long time ago who said that a swimming pool could actually decrease the value of a home. But that's all changed, right?
Well, that's a good question, and it obviously is going to vary depending on, the age of the pool, the construction methods. But, one would think that any kind of feature or amenity like that would increase the value of the home. If it's a structure that's very old and in decay in areas and need a repair, then I could see that perhaps detracting from the value, but I think as a whole now, in my opinion, it seems in most cases it enhances the value as long as it's an amenity that's maintained properly,
right,
and taken
when,
care of.
When Low Country Pool House installs a new pool, is there a lot of maintenance involved for the homeowner?
Well, yes and no, and it, there are so many variables that might dictate the level of maintenance required for any pool, mainly location, how much debris is going to get in the pool, on just a normal basis.
Let me put the question a different way.
Sure.
If a homeowner wants a swimming pool to be low maintenance, how can Low Country Pool House help them?
We can visit once a week, and we can take care of any of their needs, chemicals, water balancing, cleaning, and basically make it easy on them. All they have to do is enjoy the pool.
What if they want to? Do you have to be a chemistry major to understand how to check the water chemistry and so forth?
No, but there are obviously things that you need to know and certain measures you need to take to ensure water purity, which is obviously important. And in swimming pools, flow filtration are as equally as important as water chemistry as well. So, in regards to the customer, we like to take pride in just telling them to enjoy what they have and let us take care of everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously what we do. So.
What are energy? Are there energy efficient pool filters, pool systems, or does it cost a lot to run your swimming pool?
Well, that's a good question, and it depends on, in most cases, what size filter pump you have for your system. Typically, when you have a pump that has a higher horsepower rating, it's gonna use more wattage and it's gonna use more electricity.
Mm-hmm.
But over the past few years, they've made huge strides with variable speed pumps, and we're starting to install quite a few of those, especially in applications where they may have multiple water features, pool and spa combo, where there's a need to increase or decrease pump speeds. But the main objective is to decrease the speed enough so that we can reduce the wattage used and greatly reduce the customer's electric bill. And that's been a great success for us so far.
That's good. What about what is a salt system?
Another good question. You know, a lot of customers will ask, would I recommend a saltwater pool or a chlorine pool? We have to remember they're all chlorine pools. It's just a different means of producing the chlorine. Saltwater pools are all obviously becoming greatly popular as well, and have been. The technology is really not that new. It was more popular on the West Coast and has migrated on into the East Coast over the last several years. Well, I say several, 20 to 30 years. Many customers think that the saltwater chlorination, the saltwater makes their skin feel softer. It's kind of easier on their skin and swimming attire.
Does the water taste salty?
Usually if the water tastes salty, then there's too much salt in the water if you can actually taste it. But it may to a degree, but it's a very efficient way of producing chlorine. Mm-hmm. Basically, through the salt cell apparatus, water travels through the cell, and there's a series of metal plates that literally shock the water with DC voltage. And through the electrolysis process, it separates the sodium and chloride molecules, leaves us with available chlorine, and the good thing is the byproduct is salt. So unless you have a leak in your pool and you're constantly having to replenish, you know, with water or after heavy rains, typically you're not having to add too much salt. And there's a fairly broad window for a salt level for chlorine production, so it doesn't have to be signed, you know, just in the exact zone. Typically 3,000 parts per million for most systems will suffice to produce chlorine.
Well, tell everybody how they can get in touch with Low Country Pool House.
Well, we're at 1779 Labor Camp Road in Mount Pleasant, and our phone number is 886-8988, and our office hours are from 8 to 4. And so give us a call anytime between those hours, and we'd be more than happy to take care of any of your pool needs.
How about on the web?
www.lowcountrypoolhouse.com.
Okay, terrific. Well, we've been talking with Mike Cates with Low Country Pool House. Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Century Glass, located at 5101 Ashley Phosphate Road in the Festival Center, right at the corner of Ashley Phosphate and Dorchester Road. And now we're talking with Randon Riegsecker with HWC Custom Cabinetry. How you doing, Randon?
Great. Thank you, Tim.
Sure. Randon, take a moment and tell everybody about HWC Custom Cabinetry.
We design, manufacture, and install premium custom cabinetry. And so we're offering services from design all the way through to the installation process, whether it's working direct through one of your homeowners or local builders and architects and designers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Obviously, the kitchen, the bathroom, those are the big places where people, when they think of cabinetry. What other parts of the house has HWC Custom Cabinetry helped homeowners with cabinetry?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of times, sometimes dens, offices, laundry areas, utility areas.
And what would you put in like a den or an office?
You know, we've done some nice custom cherry libraries, mahogany libraries. As far as not just your standard kitchen cabinetry, but yes, we can custom fabricate for all areas of the home, whether it's a paint grade or a stain grade.
So libraries, you're talking about like shelves?
Shelves, bookshelves, yes. Bookshelves, absolutely. Okay. Credenzas, you know, a working office.
Working office.
Yeah.
So the desk itself might have base cabinetry and then a nice countertop on top
sure.
of that.
Sure. And we kind of try to listen to the customer's needs and what they're looking for, and then we design specific around what they're looking for.
Gotcha. What about in the bedroom, closets?
We do closet systems. I wouldn't say that's a primal market niche for us. There are other companies in town that offer full-service closet solutions, mm-hmm. but we do customize closets, and there seems to be a trend right now for the wife especially. They like to have drawer pull-outs and jewelry pull-outs and, multiple drawer stacks, that sort of thing. So absolutely, we can design around those specific needs as well.
Gotcha. Am I skipping any other parts of the house? Laundry room, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do laundry rooms as well. Basically, if there's a cabinet in the house, we can probably fit a niche for it. So.
Gotcha. All right. Good deal. Well, what is it about HWC Custom Cabinetry that really sets you apart from other companies?
You know, I'm excited you asked that question. Just a couple weekends ago at your home show, we demonstrated our cabinetry setting in water the whole weekend, and it intrigued a lot of folks. And hey, our cabinets can swim, but our cabinetry sets up off of the ground, and they set on ABS leg levelers, and not necessarily if you're going to have a water problem, but when you have a water problem, we're all going to have them, or an intrusion or a leak or something like that. Most cabinet manufacturers, your cabinetry will set on the ground. Ours sets up off of the ground on ABS leg levelers, and these leg levelers are supporting all four corners of your cabinet. You get a nice flat level installation, as well as getting it up off of the ground 4 inches. So your first 4 inches is a solid insurance policy, if you will. And then along with that, the other thing that helps is our finishes. We use a conversion varnish finish, and it's a two-part finish, of which is a very strong and very durable finish. It's non-pervious to moisture. It's not moisture-proof, but mm-hmm. If you hit it with a knife or something like that and it chips the edge, it's still going to break down like any other traditional lacquers. But it's very strong, very durable, withholds the test of time. And the reason why I say that is in the late summer when we had the heavy rains, our showroom flooded one day when Jay was talking to one of our customers. And literally water was coming across the floor, was hitting some of our cabinetry, and it did not get damaged. Same thing, and unfortunately, we had a water leak about a month later, and our cabinetry did not get damaged. The water line had literally broke all night long. The water was running. Our whole facility was flooded, and the finishes were not damaged. There's no evidence of water stain or penetration into the wood because it has such a strong, durable surface that conversion varnish provides.
You're right about water leaks in the home, and we had a water leak in our house. Was built about 5 years ago, and it was when they were putting up the drywall, and they put a screw in, and the screw hit a water line, but it didn't penetrate the water line. But over time, as the screw began to deteriorate and rust, then the hole opened up. And the funny thing is that the exact same thing happened to one of our clients at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and he built his house about the same time we did, and he had a big flood too. So I mean, it happens in new construction, happens in existing homes, and so but most people don't really think that far down the road.
Correct.
It's never going to happen to me, but these leg levelers that you were talking about that keep your cabinetry off the floor, I can see the utility use for that. But what do they look like? Are they ugly, or is it?
Well, no, it. Well, we don't put anything decorative on. I guess if that's what you're asking, there's a removable toe kick that goes over the front of them. But they assist a cylinder. ABS cylinder. It has a little twist at the bottom of it that you twist when we're installing to keep everything good and level. And they hold up to 330 pounds each. So you times that by four, you're carrying about 13. It'll carry about 1,300 pounds of weight on a cabinet. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah.
Good deal. Well, you know, you've got that word custom in your name, HWC, custom cabinetry. And some people think, oh, custom, I can't afford that. Mm-hmm. But does HWC custom cabinetry, if a homeowner had, if they wanted to splurge in the kitchen, but then they wanted a less expensive alternative, say like in the laundry room, is that possible at HWC?
Yeah, we have when you say custom, it's kind of a definitive term there. We can build to any width, depth, height a customer is looking for, so we're not locked into a standard, and we try to maximize the function and minimize any filler. So that goes a long way in being custom. We have three drawer systems that we offer. So in your utility areas, we have a baseline metal-sided drawer that's a little bit more, that has a better price point to it. But in our kitchens and in our common areas, be it master bathroom, maybe in a working pantry, mm-hmm. Butler's area, that sort of thing, we have two what we would call our classifiers, our premium drawer systems. It's a metal-sided drawer called the Nova Pro. It's a very strong, very durable. It's a metal-sided drawer, as well as a well-put-together dovetail wood drawer. So there's options there, price point-wise. And then we also offer different interiors of our cabinetry with pre-finished UV-protected plywoods, as well as industrial grade melamine, mm-hmm. And the industrial grade melamine that we use is not an off market product. It's a very strong and very durable product as well, and so those are a couple of ways that we can offer different price points to help relieve the pressure on budgets.
Right. And the fact that each piece of cabinetry is custom made, I'm sure that's helpful, because I imagine you folks run across walls that aren't exactly square, right? Whether it's an older house or even a brand new house.
I was gonna say, even with new construction, unfortunately, with the industry getting busy again, some things slip through the cracks. So, yes, because we machine all of our parts, we CNC machine all of our parts, it does a couple of things. It keeps everything pretty precise, mm-hmm. and streamlines the process from start to finish, and helps to avoid the opportunity for error. Mm-hmm. When you're putting your cabinetry together.
Right. Well, tell everyone how they can get in touch with HWC Custom Cabinetry.
You can reach us at 843-207-0750 is our main number. Mm-hmm. And you can also go online to hwccustomcabinetry.com. And, of course, we've got a shop and showroom not too far from Century Glass here, and on Dorchester Road, off of Dorchester. And we have a showroom, and we go by appointment, and would love to sit down and talk with any of the folks who would like to consider doing custom cabinetry in their home.
All right, terrific. Well, we've been talking with Randon Riegsecker with HWC Custom Cabinetry. Thanks so much, Randon.
Thank you, sir.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Century Glass, located at 5101 Ashley Phosphate in the Festival Center, right at the corner of Ashley Phosphate and Dorchester Road. And now we're talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing. How are you doing, Rick?
I'm doing very well, Tim. Thanks for having
me. Good. Rick, take a moment and tell everybody about Carolina Machine Finishing.
Well, Carolina Machine Finishing is located literally just around the corner from Century Glass as well, so we're another neighbor. And on Franchise Street, we are a machine finishing company. Kind of a little bit of a misnomer. It gives you the impression that we refinish car engines, uh-huh. but we do not. Our industry is called machine finishing. We encapsulate. We seal building materials, interior trim products, exterior siding products, decking, port ceiling soffit material. We encapsulate it in any type of material that's going to go on there, whether it's a primer, a paint, a stain, transoxide pigmented coating. We seal it on all six sides to increase the longevity and life of a piece of material. We do that in a, through a machine, therefore it's called machine finishing, and we do that throughout the state of South Carolina.
Gotcha. And so instead of finishing the materials on the job site, the materials are primed and maybe one coat of either paint or stain is put on in your controlled factory in North Charleston. And what are the advantages of doing it that way versus having the different building materials painted or stained on the job site?
No, that's a great question, because for years architects have specified back priming to make sure that the full board was encapsulated to make sure you minimize moisture infiltration. And when you minimize moisture infiltration, you maximize longevity of the coating. And if you maximize longevity of the coating, you maximize longevity of the building material. So, and that was often done on the job site. A couple sawhorses set up, they coat the backside, front edge, or the edges, they flip it over, put it in place, and then finish it in place. And that's cost prohibitive these days with, you know, trying to do things. It's job site limited.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a mess. So you've got overspray going on to the next door neighbor's BMW or, you know, used car in my neighborhood. But or whatever the case. And so it's so we can do it for less money in a controlled environment and do it in a fraction of the time, because it's literally your 3,000 square foot house. All of its siding and trim can be fed through our machine just in a matter of a couple of hours. Mm. So, and it's done, you know, it's exactly uniform on every square inch of the board. So it's just a far better mousetrap.
Gotcha. Well, Rick, Carolina Machine Finishing, that's your day job, but you're also very involved in a local nonprofit called Remember. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yes, Tim. Remember is an organization that's been around about 10 years. It's an international organization based right here in Charleston. Matter of fact, one of your magazine articles had mentioned it just a few months ago. And Remember is an organization that works around the world with the people that are persecuted. We work in China. We work in, you know, throughout Southeast Asia, but primarily China and Myanmar. We work in the Middle East, Iraq, Syria, Jordan, Sudan, Egypt. It's in places where it's fairly difficult life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go in and try to bring relief. Many times women have lost the primary breadwinner due to persecution. Sometimes children have lost both of their parents due to persecution. So we go in and try to bring aid, not just hand out dollars, but actually go in and really establish a long-term opportunity for them to move out of abject poverty through vocational training, meeting the needs, whether it's if it's an orphan, meeting children, raising them, educating them. Sorry, I can talk on and on about mm-hmm. it, but that's what Remember does.
And Remember has the volunteers have gone overseas, and you folks actually build structures, schools, and so forth. Talk about that a bit.
Yeah, and before I get to the construction part, Tim, we have Charleston has a great history of an incredible medical team. Medical background here. We obviously Medical University of South Carolina, and we have a lot of quality doctors, dentists, nurses, OT, PT people that have traveled with us around the world to be able to bring aid to these people through healthcare. So without, you know, neglecting them, we also have a construction arm. And the construction arm, which I'm heavily involved in, I just came back from South Sudan, where we have just finished the construction of a church, an elementary school that has 274 students in it, a safe house for those who are fleeing persecution. So we've got all that. It's just been finished in South Sudan, the youngest country in the world. So then we've got a project going in Myanmar, just south of China right now, which used to be called Burma. We've got a project going there where we're building combining two orphanages that we currently support, Agape and Faith Homes, and we're combining them into one called Hope.
Mm.
So our project is called Raising Hope, and it's been an exciting project. I was just communicating just last evening with our on-ground contacts in Myanmar, and they were sending me photos, quite lengthy set of photos just showing us progress. So everything's out of the ground. The structure's going vertical. We've got a boys' dormitory, girls' dormitory, and a common hall, and we're pretty excited about that.
And this is not a government program.
It would be considered an NGO, a non-governmental organization. And NGOs do the majority of the – they really do the lion's share of humanitarian work around the world are NGOs. So and they work all over the place and of all different walks and faiths. But we are an NGO. We're recognized by the government as such. We are a 501c3 organization. And most of our board members are from right here in Charleston. We have, you know, quite a prestigious board, with the exception of yours truly.
Well, you're very humble. What who are the people that are being persecuted?
We minister primarily to Christians, and we in Southeast Asia, there's a lot of persecution. Scripps Howard News Service out of the U.S. House of Representatives has said that there are more people, more Christians are persecuted to death today in the world than ever at any point in the history of the world. Now, that's pretty phenomenal. Doesn't seem like it. We live in insulated United States. Mm-hmm. We live in insulated South Carolina. We live in insulated Charleston, South Carolina. And it's rare to meet someone who's been persecuted for their faith, regardless of what their religion is. But around the world, that's not the case. And you move into the Middle East, and we have, I wouldn't be shedding new light on anything there to understand that, much of the Middle East has a great disdain for Christians. And many of these people were born, they're natives there. It's not an evangelistic effort, an outreach from the U.S. or the U.K. These are people who were born there, who were raised in that Christian faith, yet their parents were murdered. I actually stood on the ground in Egypt, in Cairo, and met with a young man. His dad was a Christian. He was born into a Christian family. He was raised Christian. And the young son, Amir, watched his father slaughtered in front of the church building. Amir became the leader of that young church and himself was stabbed 7 times in an attempt on his life. His mother later died. So these are people who are natives. They're Egyptians, they're Sudanese, they're Syrians, they're Myanmar citizens, Chinese citizens that are persecuted to death, something we don't face here in the United States.
It's extremely dangerous. Some of the places that this local Charleston group, Remember, is visiting and putting down roots. Why do you folks do that? Why do you put yourself in danger?
Well, the goal is not to be in danger. I'm, former Air Force, so I'm not exactly a risk taker. So I'm a pretty methodical kind of guy, and none of our guys really are that way. But we go because somebody's got to go. So, and not everybody can go. Many can encourage and support in other ways, but there has to be someone to go. And so we've felt that to be a call for us, and we go. We go with great caution. We send forward teams in to make sure that we can maneuver through places as peaceably and safely as possible. Make sure our team's safety is paramount. We have, a plan in place to be able to get out if we have to get out. Mm-hmm. And then we go, and we don't just go to just care for Christians. We go to care for whoever is in the community. It's an outreach. Mm-hmm. So we've rendered medical aid to Buddhist monks. We've rendered medical aid to imam clerics. There's no prejudice in what we go in. We go in willing to serve anyone and everyone. Race, age, sex, religion does not matter to us. We go to bring equal care to all, but in the process, we get to minister to those widows and orphans as our primary focus.
Our quality of life in the United States is completely different from the quality of life, the type of life that the folks you're helping. Talk about that a little bit.
We can't even imagine. I was in northern Sudan a number of years ago. We took care of a lady named Sadia. Sadia was a mother of 5. Her husband had been brutally assaulted in their front yard and murdered in front of his family. The wife was given an alternative to convert to the murderer's religion or lose her husband. She refused. He refused. He died in front of her children's eyes. She was then raped and abused. Her daughters were raped and abused. The only way Sadia could provide for her 5 children was by literally ladling a ground-borne toilet. No septic tank, no septic field. She would have to ladle toilets out through the village to empty them to provide for a living for her family. Mm. And it was a marginal living. I can't think of a more demeaning way to to and how to live. But we were able to come alongside Saadia to be able to offer her support, to be able to provide vocational training where we can take medical teams in and treat a community, teach her basic medical skills, basically train her in an expeditious means to become a paramedic or an EMT. And I don't mean to slide our paramedics and EMTs who go through long, protracted training, but then she can go through the mountainside and do something of higher quality, of greater importance to provide for her family and be able to provide in a better way.
It's amazing that this organization, remember, is right here in Charleston, and that the people that are going on these relief missions are all from the Charleston area. Doctors from MUSC, you mentioned, and other volunteers from the Charleston community. This is an organization that if any of our listeners wanted to donate to, or they could make a difference for an organization right here in Charleston.
Absolutely. I mean, we are Charleston based, and most of our board members are from right here in Charleston. We have great support from the Roper St. Francis hospital chain and medical team, as well as the MUSC chain, and a lot of private practitioners in the area. So we always have a need for doctors and dentists and nurses to go, because when you try to treat 1,500 to 2,000, 3,000 people in the course of a five-day medical clinic in one of these areas, it takes a lot of manpower. Mm. And the doctors work long, tiring hours. They pay for themselves. We don't support. We have no hired staff. So everyone funds their own way. It's the only place you can go and spend several thousand dollars, travel halfway around the world, work yourself to death, get on an airplane exhausted, and come home and feel like you've done something to make a difference.
Wow.
It's the best money you'll ever spend. And we raise money for the building projects. The project in Burma right now is still short of the $180,000 required to build the three facilities for the 115 orphan children that we have there. But we also need to build a staff house, so we're about $30,000 short in that. And the money is supported by local. The organization is funded by local business that actually underwrites all of the operating expense. So when someone gives a tax deductible gift to Remember, 100% every penny goes to the need, not to administration.
Gotcha. And that's underwritten and administered from Curtis Bostick,
that
right?
That is right. Bostick Law Firm underwrites 100% of that, and you know, which makes him a hero of mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Remember, and if someone wanted to make a donation or perhaps wanted information about volunteering to go on one of these mission trips?
That would be wonderful. We need construction. We've taken 50 people July 24th through August 1st of this year. We'll have a medical contingent going to Myanmar. We have a team that'll be going just to play with the kids. It'll be a summer camp for kids, orphan children in Myanmar. That's something I'd rather be a part of. Somehow I wind up with a construction side. So they're not as fun of guys to work with. So we're taking a construction team to finish our building there. Mm-hmm. So we've got a ready opportunity for people to be able to go. It's July 24th through August 1st, and the trip expense is $3,000 that people have to raise on their own. We do write letters for support. People can give and sponsor someone that's going. It's a $3,000 expense. We'll be taking 50 people, and not everyone can afford. Many of them have already been working for some periods of time, so someone can underwrite the cost of a person to be able to go. They can donate, you know, to the to construction projects or ongoing ministry, even to the operating side if they weren't so inclined. But they can find us on the web at rememberthose.org. There's an online application for anybody willing to participate.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's updates to be able to find out on Facebook. You can find us the same way. Remember Those on Facebook, and can sign up for emails, updates through either one of those, or then call the office at 843-571-2525.
Rememberthose.org.
Rememberthose.org.
Okay, terrific. Well, we have been talking with Rick Jackson. His business is Carolina Machine Finishing, but his passion is helping folks around the world. Thanks so much, Rick.
Thank you, Tim. I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home.
You've You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.